This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. I'd like to begin a series of studies with you this morning on the topic, Upon What Can You Depend? Every one of us must at least try to depend upon something. We can depend upon our own physical strength, our own intellectual capacity. We can depend upon other people. We can depend upon money. Or we can depend upon God. I suggest to you today that the only thing upon which man can truly depend with utter confidence is God and His sacred word. The Bible makes clear in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18, that it is impossible for God to lie. In Titus 1 and 2, the Bible says God does not lie. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 29, the Bible says that God is not a man that he should repent or lie. Now we know that sometimes even our very best friends betray us. Our Lord was betrayed by a man who was one of the apostles. Judas betrayed him into the hands of sinners. And I'm sure that we all have had experiences in which those whom we trusted so deeply betrayed us, told us that which was not true. But we can be confident today that God will not do that. There is nothing in the Bible where God tells us that if you do thus and so, I will bless you. Or if he says, if you do not do thus and so, I will punish you. Or if you do thus and so, I will punish you. We can all be certainly confident that God will do just exactly what he said. There is a marvelous passage in 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 4, which emphasizes again the fact that we can depend upon what God says, and in fact, if our lives are to be what they ought to be, we must do that. Here the Apostle Peter said, "For if God spared not the angels when they sin, but cast them down to hell and committed them to pits of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the ancient world, but preserved Noah with 7 others, a preacher of righteousness, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, having made them an example unto those that should live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, sore distressed by the lascivious life of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their lawless deeds. For the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to keep the unrighteous unto punishment unto the day of judgment." Now this makes clear that God is going to bless the righteous and nothing can stop his doing it. And God is going to punish the wicked and nothing can stop his doing that. And so you see, we can depend upon God. Either men believe that God has spoken or they do not. Either God means what he says or he does not. And in reply to that, we point out, as we have read from the scriptures, God has spoken and God does mean what he says. For example, we note that he meant what he said in old times. He meant what he said by way of giving warnings. And certainly this is set out in the New Testament in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 to 9, where the Apostle Paul, in referring to the coming of the Lord Jesus with the angels of his power in flaming fire, rendering vengeance to them that know not God and to them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus, who shall suffer punishment, even everlasting destruction, from the face of the Lord and from the glory of his might. Now that passage does not equivocate. It is not ambiguous. We can tell exactly what the Lord means. He is going to punish everyone who does not obey the gospel. God gave a warning in the Old Testament, which we can see the same thing in principle. He told Adam and Eve that of every tree of the garden they may freely eat. But God said, "Of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Now God said that, but man was deceived into believing that he did not mean what he said, or else somehow or other he could not carry it out. But we know that God did mean what he said, and that he did just exactly what he said he would do. He punished them. And so we see that God means what he says, and therefore each of us can depend upon the word of God. But our time is gone for today, and so in closing, I want to thank you for listening today and to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.